All right, what's up, everybody? It's Mello, Mike Mello, and this is the 30 Rolls Up podcast. And tonight, since I'm wearing the shirt, love my fellas, it's brought to you by East Bay Service Center, right here in East Providence. Check them out, Instagram, Google. I'll share their at name within the comment section. But this episode is brought to you by them, so appreciate them. It's solo today. What a fucking whirlwind of a week, honestly. Going back to last week, sounded a little shitty, under the weather. And not under the weather, just congested. It ain't COVID, so fuck off, all right? Got tested, all that nonsense. Just a cold. It's fall. And Sunday at the Pats game, it was a little rainy. Actually, a little more than rainy, being fair. Right now, actually recording live. The Red Sox are playing. They're actually down 1-0 to the Rays. Go Sox. Come on. Might have a little spin in there regarding the Sox. But wanted to really talk about last week, last weekend, especially the Bucks game. Brady coming home. Mac Jones playing pretty good. The torch is passed. The torch is honestly truly passed. And it all came together Sunday. So we'll get into that. I'm going to truly get into some tailgate food and just the tailgate in general. We'll probably have a long podcast regarding tailgates in general. But because Sunday, I went with McKenna, who you heard on the last podcast, went with my cousin, had a fucking amazing time. All right. And we put a lot of effort and a lot of time in trying to be prepared for the tailgate. It's not as important as the game. It's close. It's really close. So we're going to talk about all of that. So we're going to get into it. So regarding the tailgate, man, like over the last few years, me, McKenna, and my cousin have been going to the marquee game. And of course, Brady versus Bill, Buccaneers versus Pats, was that marquee game this year. Missed out on last year, besides the point. I always make the jalapeno poppers. I always make fresh jalapenos stuffed with mac and cheese, bacon wrapped. Oh, yeah. Put that in the oven. You're good to go. Put on the grill. Fucking mwah. Amazing. So what I did, and last weekend was a whirlwind, as I said, because last Saturday I had my sister's surprise 40th birthday party. And she does not look 40 by any stretch of the imagination. So great for her. Where am I going with this? So had a long Saturday, right? Had a long Saturday. I had to set up for that. Also, East Bay Service Center had their 1-year anniversary. They've been open for 1 year. The guys, Jordan, Jake, everyone who is a part of East Bay Service Center and, has been kicking ass for the last year, and it's going to be many more years. So they also had a party on Saturday too. And honestly, not the greatest storyteller. Going to try to be good at it, but we'll see. Just follow along. Had to go set up earlier in the Saturday. I actually edited the podcast that me and McKenna recorded. So edited that in the morning. Woke up, I don't know, 9 a.m., went to Dunkin', got my coffee. You know the deal. So did all that. Set up for my sister's party. That took a couple hours. So it was by, I don't know, 2 or 3 in the afternoon. Went over to the shop, and there was about, 30 to 40 people, ton of food. They're smoking a pig. It was a fucking amazing time. Now, I had to go be home for a certain time, so I only stayed for a couple beers, couple hours. And then bounce. But then had my sister's surprise birthday party. And the reason I'm explaining all this, because it feeds in. It's been a long, it was a long Saturday, did not take a nap. I'm a big napper, 20 minutes, sometimes an hour, sometimes two, right? Did not get to do that on Saturday. So what I did, just didn't sleep, kept going, was like, I texted one of my family members, was, hey, I'm either going to need a beer when we first get there or like a tequila Red Bull. I'm not a big Red Bull guy. I love tequila. Didn't go with tequila Red Bull, just stuck with beer the whole night. had a great time. My sister was surprised, all that. After that, half in the bag, definitely drunk. I said, you know what's going to be a smart idea? Obviously, pound a Pedialyte, and then cut the jalapenos in half, right? Cut them in half, take out the seeds, take out the stems, and all of that, and then just prep them for the morning. I was like, this is the longest part of the process of making those jalapeno poppers. I'm going to do it. So did that. I don't know, halfway through, I'm cutting, I'm making sure, my fingers are not near the knife, whatever. And I guess I didn't feel it. I cut right through my thumb. Not that bad. I didn't cut through it. You didn't see bone or anything. But I'm cutting it. I look down as I'm deshelling the jalapeno, and I'm like, why the fuck is this red? And it was red, obviously, because of my blood. So I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So I think, I don't know, 1:30, 2 o'clock, and have to use some Band-Aids, clean that up, and all that, and then went back to cutting the jalapenos. Had to, use a couple more Band-Aids. But a lot of, honestly, sweat, I don't know, tears, not during the process, but blood, right? Blood, sweat, and tears through the jalapenos for Sunday. So got all that done in the morning on Sunday. Of course, went to Dunkin', caramel swirl, just milk, medium iced caramel swirl, just milk. It's how you got to do it. And of course, a Boston cream donut. And I lately been hungry, been getting the hash browns. But that was after, making the jalapeno poppers, doing all that. Definitely hungover. Not no stretch of the imagination. Woke up, maybe still drunk. I don't know. Not gonna fucking sugarcoat it. It was all adrenaline. So did all that. I was like, ah, I need a nap. Took a nap. Wasn't the greatest idea, but whatever. Just powered through, got to the tailgate, got all the stuff ready. At this fucking tailgate, when I tell you, we had steak tips. My cousin's husband made shrimp Mozambique in Portuguese. I'm Portuguese. And shrimp Mozambique is a Portuguese dish, spicy, garlicky, fucking amazing. And we get pop sec, which is Portuguese buns. Fucking, you dip that fucking bread. And I'm starving right now, but you get the bread, you dip it in the sauce, and it is, voila, fucking amazing. And it was a fucking great time. Got the steak tips. McKenna brought his sausage and peppers. He marinated the peppers and onions separately. Did all of that. Okay. And I forgot what was even in it. No, some teriyaki, just a bunch of different stuff. Fucking amazing, right? On the split roll, you're golden. Put the freaking roll on the grill. Toast that. Oh my God. Put some mustard. You're golden. Now we had other people there. They brought some stuffies. We went all out. When I tell you we went all out for this tailgate, it's the biggest game of the year. 8:30 game. Got there at like 2 or 2:30. Fucking amazing. The beers are flowing. Some shots were flowing. Tequila was brought out. Had a shot. Didn't have that much of that. Because I truly wanted to remember the night, right? And it was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And that was the tailgate, right? Like playing music. I have my Patriots playlist, which probably have a whole episode on at a later time talking about tailgates. But our biggest thing was the steak tips, the sausage, peppers, and onions, and the jalapeno poppers. And so what I did previously to this episode is I asked all my friends, I asked Twitter, I asked Instagram, I asked everyone here, what is your favorite tailgate food? What's the best food and your favorite to have at a tailgate before a game, before a concert, right? Country, at least country concerts, people tailgate and eat. I don't know about any other show or genre of music, but country concerts, it's like you're going to a football game, or for the most part, right? You can't really tell, at least in Boston, you can't tailgate in the normal sense for a Red Sox or Celtics or Bruins game. You can hit the bar all you want. And that's separate. That's a whole thing too. That's awesome. But yeah, so we did all of that, and I asked all of you, not to fucking repeat myself because I do that a lot. But what I got some answers. You know, I got burgers, of course, sausage, peppers, onions, of course. And with the burgers, one of the people I had asked said pretzel buns. Now, fucking pretzel buns are fire. They're like, I've had them before, just never at a tailgate. At a tailgate, usually, you know, usually have burgers, right? But burgers with pretzel buns, caramelized onions, you know, a ton of different dips, right? You got queso, you got guacamole, you got, you know, seven layer bean dip, all of this. And the best one, and I think by far, people said the most was buffalo chicken dip. Now, buffalo chicken dip, I could eat that for fucking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'll explain it, right? You put it on a bagel, fresh toast bagel, and promise you I'm not fucking 500 pounds, even though I probably should be the way I eat, the way I talk about food. But buffalo chicken dip on a toasted bagel? Come on. Come on. And for lunch, who knows? Put it on a burger. Put it on, make your own tacos with the dip. Depending on how the dip is made, right? If it's a lot of chicken, in a way, it's you can make like a chicken taco buffalo chicken dip. I'm getting all into it because buffalo chicken dip by far, and I would say buffalo chicken is probably like my number two favorite meal. I would say a steak and cheese is number one, but it's like 1A, 1B, and it varies. Buffalo chicken is fire. Put into buffalo chicken dip with like the Tostitos scoops or the corn chips. Fucking amazing, right? And then like, damn, I'm just so fucking hungry right now. It's unbelievable. But, you know, definitely crowd pleaser of buffalo chicken. Some of my friends said, you got to have a charcoal grill. Doesn't matter what kind of food, sausages, chorizos, burgers, has to be a charcoal grill. You have to have Budweiser. Shout out to the fellas at East Bay. They said the charcoal grill is necessary. And I agree because I've gone camping with them and we always use charcoal grill. No gas, no nothing. And it just makes it taste better. You can feel, and you can even taste, but you can feel the blood, sweat, and tears and even taste a little bit of it, right, when they're making it. It's fucking amazing. So by far, buffalo chicken dip the best. But just tailgating in general, I think really is a is the pre-party to the party, right? If you look at or the pre-game, right? You look at college, sometimes the pre-game is better than the actual party. Now, for Sunday, for the Patriots versus Bucks, it was pretty close. It was up there. We had a great time. It wasn't that rainy before the game. And we were just hanging out, chilling. Fucking having a great time. So fast forward to the game. I wanted to get in there early. Got in there about an hour before kickoff. And when I tell you, I've never had an easier experience at Gillette Stadium in my fucking life. The mobile tickets, I'm not a big fan of. But the security actually changed up. Or maybe I don't really remember it from the Saints game. But when you walk through, it's just a scanner. You're not really through the confines of all the fencing and putting your stuff in a bowl and everything. And they changed it up. It was like you were walking through just a scanner and there's people in front of you that were watching the scanner. And if it blinked green, you were good. If it blinked red, you're not. Just like the tickets. And when I tell you, it took 5 fucking minutes to get into the stadium. It really took 5 minutes. So, of course, hit the bathroom. Got a couple beers right in front of section 137. There's a Bud Light stand, so had to go right there, get a couple. And when I tell you that I had a couple moments, right? I had an hour before kickoff. Brady had not come out yet, and I felt home. I truly felt home. Like I felt like. And I wasn't that drunk. I'm definitely drunk, right? But I was home. I was like in my favorite fucking place ever. And I'm going to say this on previous episodes, or you know, my friends truly know this. I would, when I get married, if I get married to the girl of my dreams, right? I would totally have a wedding at Gillette Stadium. Not, and I would have it on the field if my wife allowed me. But they have ballrooms, they have the Putnam Club, they have XYZ, right? I know people who have prom, had prom there. I know people, who had their company-wide parties there. And I don't know, it was fucking better than Gillette Stadium. And especially when the Patriots play. But that's just me. I'm biased. I'm totally fucking biased, right? And I like totally teared up. I don't give a fuck. Teared up, sitting there, taking it all in. You had the pregame going, you had warm-ups. Every time I get in the stadium and I'm looking to the right because I'm kind of thinking like I'm there, right? And I'm looking to the right where the banners are. You have fucking six of them. And you have the massive scoreboard. But it's where the seats are, you get a total view of the stadium for the most part without really turning to the left. You have to turn to the left to see the Bud Light deck, right? But you see the whole field. You see everything. And we're right on the corner, right on the aisle. And you know, I was like, damn, I'm fucking home. And it was awesome. It was truly awesome. I you know, went on Instagram Live a little bit, just like panning it. And I even right now, solo, you know, McKenna came in with me, my cousin came in with me, everything, you know, they had to go to the bathroom or they had to get a beer. And I was by myself and I was creating my own fucking energy because of course the music playing, the music's going. But you have to get hyped up, right? I think last week before the game, you at least I felt the it was gonna be weird. And honestly, it wasn't weird, and weird is a broad fucking word, as the Red Sox are still down. Red Sox are down 2-0. So, back to weird is a broad statement. So there was a certain energy and a certain feel of being in that stadium where I think everyone in that stadium, of course, realized, all right, Brady's on the other team, on the other side. But the emotions or the reaction, Brady fucking did his thing, right? He did his running all the way down, let's go, right? He did it on the opposite side. He does obviously in Gillette Stadium, he goes from left to right. He did from right to left. And it wasn't like it didn't seem out of place, which maybe because I'm over it, not over it, but it wasn't weird. And like everyone's Brady, Brady, right? The whole time. Of course, I'm doing that too because that's my fucking guy. That's who I grew up with. My hometown hero. And so doing all of that, you know, he then meets McDaniels for a hug. He's warming up. And it was fucking surreal. It was like, I just don't truly know how to explain it other than it wasn't weird. It really wasn't. The energy was insane. You had of course a tribute video, and I'm texting friends, I'm texting family, and you know, one of my friends, I'm texting. And I'm like, what, yo? Like, I'm tearing up here. Like, A, I was home. B, my boy Brady, you know, was home. He was home too. Whether anyone wants to say it or not, he was fucking home, as well. And so they did the tribute video. The Bucks came out, and then like, and that was awesome. Seeing, you know, went through every Super Bowl, everything, right? Some highlights here, some Kraft hugs, some Belichick hugs, whatever. Did all that. And I guess it didn't look like Brady wanted any part of it, or, you know, he didn't want the full recognition. So then, obviously, the Patriots are coming out and it fucking erupts. The stadium erupts. They show Mac Jones and let's go, right? We're fucking into it. And especially at a night game, if you've ever been or haven't. They do the they shine the lights and they have a whole system to it, and it's fucking awesome, right? Like they got the smoke, they got all of that. They got the can, not the cannons, but the muskets. They truly have all of that. And to see Mac Jones walking out of the tunnel, right? Walking out of the locker room into the tunnel and leading the team. You know, that wasn't when the torch was passed, but that's when we knew, hey, if you're a fucking true Patriots fan, you can root for Brady, right? Pre-game, clap it up, right? Love him, truly love him. But then when it's our time to come out and you're rooting for the laundry over the player, and that's what I said, is laundry over fucking player any day of the week, all day, 365, 24/7 for the rest of my life to the day I die. It's laundry over player. And bringing the story along, trying to bring it along. Let me just take a sip of my green tea because I need it. Damn, it's not even hot anymore. Anyway, bringing this story along to the game itself, you had faith, or I had faith, not you, I had faith. Mac Jones was going to show up. And I thought it was going to be a high-scoring game. I said all day, all weekend, 38-31. It was not that at all. It was 19-17, and we ended up losing on a last-minute kick and fucking doink, right? Felt like the Chicago Bears. But at the end of the day, it was a preseason. It was a regular season game. It wasn't a playoff. But leading up to that field goal, it was back and forth the whole time. We were in it. We were leading. We were Brady had scored. We scored. We scored. Brady scored. You know, there were some fumbles. J.J. Taylor fumbled in after halftime. And, you know, there was maybe some calls to be reviewed or looked at. And after the game, even in that moment, it was, fuck, all right, we lost. But the torch is passed. The torch is so passed. It's regardless of the record, 1-3, regardless, Mac Jones has shown he's efficient. And in this game, kind of going back and forth, in this game, you had Jonnu Smith catch a touchdown. You had Hunter Henry. We threw in the red zone. Now, the offensive line, it's another story. They're also having issues this week. Four out of the five starting offensive linemen are not practicing. Two have COVID. They might not play. You have David Andrews. So we'll see what happens against Houston. But you see the run game had negative 1 yards, I think. I think Mac Jones also threw 50 times. So you have to get the kid rolling. There's some trickery plays. Jacoby Myers had a couple throws. You know, that's fine. I don't care. Whatever works to win. Right. And but the defense shut Brady down, held him to 19 fucking points without Gilmore. Now he's in Carolina. He's gone. He's out. Peace. Love you. Love you. Mean it. It sucks. But we, you know, holding that offense to 19 points. And I think Jonathan Jones was on Antonio Brown. I think J.C. Jackson was on Mike Evans, or maybe he was switched. Right. But and J.C. Jackson, Mike Evans kind of, you know, did the same play a few times across the field and it went to him. What you saw from that team is the best game they've played all year, except for the Jets, right? You're playing Zach Wilson, 4 interceptions. Outside of that, you get the win. Winning all day matters. But there was a moral victory to be had where you saw Mac Jones go toe-to-toe with the dude, let alone the 6-7 championships now, but the 6 he brought to this team, go toe-to-toe with the greatest of all time, greatest quarterback of all time. There's no debate about that. Tom Brady's greatest of all time. But Mac Jones held his own, and he was getting torched. He was getting thrown around the field all game. Offensive line, you know, they do need to step it up. Hopefully Trent Brown is back, and we can get through this COVID nonsense. The offensive line, they know they have to step up. I'm not going to fucking yell at them. I'm not the one out there on Sundays. You know, it's an armchair fucking, my armchair, Monday morning quarterback, armchair, right? But you, what a game. Like, me and McKenna and my cousin were saying, this is the best regular season game we've ever seen, truly ever seen. Like, obviously the playoff games, been to a few, but regular season wise, regardless of the loss, the record, that was the best regular season game I've ever been at. And it's all encompassing, right? It's not just the way we went toe to toe with Tom Brady. It was the energy, the crowd was into it. It was fucking amazing. And the rain didn't help, because obviously I'm congested. I'm all stuffed up. I wouldn't trade this fucking cough and cold for anything. Like, to not see that game, I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't trade this. Like, thankfully, I'm good. I got my green tea. I've been using my neti pot. That thing's a fucking savior. Let me tell you, the neti pot, not to go off on a quick tangent, but I'm going to go off on a quick fucking tangent. The neti pot feels like you're being waterboarded. It clears you out for the most part, unless you're really stuffed up like I am. And I got to give it a green tea. Green tea. Underrated. Now, I don't have natural honey. Waiting on that. Crenshaw, you know. Waiting on natural honey. But green tea in general is good. And it's not hot anymore that I'm drinking. But as I said, I would not trade this cold to not be at that game, to not enjoy the tailgate, we didn't have buffalo chicken dip, but people definitely did. But to not have the sausage peppers onions, and to not have the shrimp Mozambique, which was a last second decision, but it panned out. It was a fucking hit. It was a fucking hit. We ended up having some stuffies. Someone made homemade Chex Mix, and it was like powdered sugar with the Chex Mix, and fucking great too. But then you had the Bud Lights flowing. You know, some shots and here and there, and all of it. It was incredible. And the lot I was tailgating in, I think it was at the Hertz or the Enterprise or whatever. Saw some family, some friends, friends of friends, family, and hadn't seen them in a while. So it was great to catch up with them. And you know, I think, and I'm biased, but I think going to a game, experiencing the tailgate and the game outside of what happened Sunday, even if you don't like sports, right, you have to experience it once, right? And I would say even tailgating and going to a concert, right, it's not one-to-one, it's not identical, but there's similarities. You gotta do that once. 100, if you don't do anything else with your life, which that is, sounds deep, but if you don't do anything once, go to a fucking game, tailgate, the experience being outside, or tailgate for a concert. I mean, I would say for some people, it could be life-changing, right? Up until a certain time, I've, of course, been the biggest Patriots fan since being a kid. But I haven't been to a game. My first game was in 2015. That was only 6 years ago. And it changed, up to this point, it has changed my life. Whether that sounds fucking corny, I don't give a fuck. It's changed my life. I've been to so many games. I've been lucky enough to be to so many games, and probably sound redundant from the first episode, but, and to end it on the whole experience, just go to a game once, go to the tailgate once. You know, it was, honestly speechless. I was speechless through, like, for a while before the game. And then, of course, I lost my voice screaming. You know, and I wanted Brady to get sacked. Of course, I want a fucking win. I wanted the Patriots to win. And the whole, you know, he ran out, booed the fuck out of him. The whole stadium, pretty much, right? There were some Buccaneers fans or Brady fans. But he got his ass booed, rightfully so. Laundry over players. So it was just amazing. Now, the one caveat I do have is, it was an 8:30 game, and I didn't get home until 3 in the morning. Now, thankfully, I took work off 4 months almost in advance. As soon as the schedule came out, I was like, I'm taking this day off October 4th, right? And did all that. Got home. The fucking parking lots did not move. When I tell you did not move, it took like 2 to 3 hours to get out of the parking lot. And it was wet and I was soaked. And I actually wore shorts because for the tailgate, wore shorts. It was warm. And then downpour throughout the game. And the last drive of the game, it fucking downpour. Mac Jones, we still got it. And that third down, the ball before the kick, right? If you didn't watch the game, the final drive, you had Mac Jones obviously driving down the field. The third down, the ball got batted down. And of course, there was a replay or showed a stealth shot of Jacoby Myers wide open. And that sucks. I said this at the time of the game. I don't second guess the Patriots or Belichick for not going for it. Now, granted, it was fucking 56 yard field goal. You're kicking in the pouring rain. Do you not trust the kid? No. Because if Mac Jones did not get the fourth and three that we needed to for a first down, people would have been bitching and complaining that we should have kicked it. Oh, you didn't get it. We should have kicked it. We don't have the weapons. We don't have this. We don't have that. Fuck you. Fuck off, you fucking clowns. Hey, I'm usually not like this at all, but for some reason, this game, something might have made a switch. I was okay with it. We played competitive. We were up. We were all this. It's unbelievable. Cannot. That's the one word for the whole weekend, my whole weekend, but especially Sunday. The tailgate, the game, all of it. Just unbelievable. And the torch, I think, is finally passed. Finally passed. And right now it's game one of the Red Sox and the ALDS. They beat the Yankees. Fuck the Yankees. Easiest $20 I've ever spent in my life. Sorry, not spent. Made in my life. Thank you, Ryan fucking Hubert. I love you, buddy. But $20, the Yankees, they got fucking smoked by the Red Sox. Gerrit Cole is a puddle. He's not even worth the $325 million that he got. I'm also catching a fucking cramp in my foot. Well, the Red Sox are down 2-0. I said I had a little twist, had a little solo pod. Going to bring in probably one of the biggest Red Sox fans that I know, Jeff Appleby. Just going to call him real quick. So let's take a listen. Right. So we got Jeff Appleby, probably the biggest Red Sox fan that I know, on the phone here. Jeff, how you feeling? Red Sox down 2-0. How you feeling?
I mean, I'm looking at it as of right now. We're going into the third inning. Erod just got pulled.
Obviously I've been looking at the TV or half and half. Why did he get pulled if he had only let up two?
I'm telling you right now, he could not throw one strike to save his life. He
Oh,
was just
Jesus.
missing all over. And it just felt like he was scared almost to throw a strike because he was thinking that they were going to hit it.
Does he have a
And
lot of walks?
he didn't, he can't, yeah. So that's, yeah, he did actually have two walks. And it's early in the game. I'm thinking that's not a lot, but he walked the first batter of the game and he gets on. And, a couple little wimpy hits, I would say, or, a little miscue in center.
Not
He
Jesus.
swerves, and
Yeah, that ain't good. So wait,
so,
so who's
yeah.
in the game now? Like, pitcher wise.
So they just put in Garrett Richards to get the last out in the second inning.
Yeah.
So now we're up now, and
I think Arroyo just grounded out.
yeah, I just saw he just grounded out to third, and I mean our offense is it's one of the best offenses in baseball all year. Look at it statistically wise. We had a chance in the second inning, and we had first and second, and no outs, and we didn't score. Double play, and it's just
That's
that's
how
the
I,
game.
and that's
It's
sometimes how she goes,
embarrassing.
man. So A's, let me ask. Obviously, you watched the Red Sox Yankee game. That fucking game was nuts, huh?
Oh my God, I was nervous. I was working during the day, and I just was looking on Twitter. I was freaking out. I just I didn't know what to expect. I mean, I knew we had a shot, but I definitely thought it was 50-50. I didn't, you know.
Yeah, no, dude, I felt the same way. I actually bet with my buddy who I just mentioned it. I made the easiest $20 of my life. But it was going into the game, I was like, oh, fucking Yankees, you got Cole. Right. So in the way the Red Sox went down the end of the year, I didn't think they even deserved to make it to the playoffs, but I'm also pessimistic when it comes to the Red Sox.
They just got swept by the Yankees a week before that.
Exactly. In Fenway Park. So that was tough.
Exactly. That's the other thing. Like, the only good thing that helped us out a lot, I think, was playing at home.
Yeah, for sure.
I wasn't out the game. I wish I was, but the crowd.
Oh, fucking, it was electric. Yep. Exactly. Oh, yeah. And, dude, that Stanton non-home run, that was fucking great,
oh,
huh?
Oh, my God.
Dude, that was the funniest thing. Where was I? I was driving home, right? Racing home, had the game on, and they called it. And he was like, oh, wait, no, it's actually off the wall. Like, and then I saw the Yankees on Twitter, like, dude, he called it out. He was like, his Stantonio home run.
Exactly, the broadcast.
Dude, ridiculous.
I'm watching it, and like the camera, as I'm watching it, the camera going up over the Green Monster. I'm like, where's the ball?
Yeah.
And then they put it down, and like, yeah, it's a single out of it. I think that was huge. And I got to give credit to Bogaerts throwing him out at home in the sixth inning.
Oh, yes, against Judge. I saw that. That was fucking awesome.
I think that kind of sealed the game, I would say. After
it went 2-0, I mean, dude, that fucking home run from Bogaerts was a fucking shot and a half.
That was a nuke.
I think it obviously kind of ended there, right? Like, I think, would we win 6-1, 7-1?
6-2.
Oh, 6-2.
There was just two solo homers.
To the pesky pole. That's what it was.
Yeah. Rizzo wrapped it around the pesky pole. But I mean, you also got to give credit to Evaldi. I mean, he pitched
unbelievable,
amazing. And
yeah,
his last outing, he was very bad against the Yankees. So
he played. He pitched in when we got swept.
He did. Yeah, he pitched. I think it was. I don't know. It was one of the games. But yeah, he lasted like 3 innings.
Damn. He performed. He performs in the playoffs, man. In the postseason, he's a beast.
No, that was huge. I mean, our offense is, we score. Like, we scored a good amount of runs.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about it too much. But, I mean, we got to keep the Rays close right now. And
yeah, we do.
I mean, it's a bullpen game, which stinks for us. But,
I'm excited, man. After that Yankee game, the way we performed, I'm all in. I'm always all in when it comes to postseason, anything for Boston, Boston sports. But dude, let's go. I think we just ended the inning, but
yeah,
let's get after it, man. Hey, go Sox. I'll talk to you, brother.
Go Sox.
All right. Peace.
Go Pats.
Hell yeah. See you. All right. Well, recording while the Red Sox are playing. I think the end of 3, end of 4, something like that. It's fucking fall in New England, and you have postseason baseball. You got preseason hockey and basketball. Pats are 1-3, but you know what? I'm excited about this season. We got Houston coming up. We have some issues on the offensive line, some COVID, blah, 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 right? Let's go. It's the best, one of the best times for sports in general, all around. You have all four major sports get into gear. Fucking A. Unbelievable. Cannot be more excited for this fall, winter, the Pats season, truly. 1-3. Got to figure it the fuck out. Let's go. Go Pats. I'll talk to you guys. Peace. And check out, before I say peace, check out East Bay Service Center, East Providence, Rhode Island. Some of the best mechanics you'll ever fucking meet. So with that said, peace.